It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is once again time to talk about the outdoors here on KETR, as we've been doing for many years. Remind you, Fridays and Saturdays, you can listen on the air. The shows are always archived at KETR.org. You can go back for actually years and listen to past shows. You know, in the last year, I've went through a tremendously sharp learning curve shooting air guns, air rifles. Now, I grew up like many of you, I'll bet you, shooting pellet rifles, you know, rabbits and squirrels, although back then we didn't really have a squirrel season. Now we have a squirrel season for air rifles in Texas. But, you know, I thought of an air rifle as being a 177 or a 22 caliber. It was not very, very powerful. But today's air rifles, there's big bore air rifles that I shoot, 45 calibers, that would take down any big game animal on the North American continent. I'll guarantee you they will. I thought today we'd kind of get an expert in here. Now, Sue Smith and her husband, Tim, are editors, publishers of the only magazine devoted to air hunting and shooting in the country. It's called Air Gun Hobbyist, and you can go online to airgunhobbyist.com and you can subscribe and you can learn all about it. But I thought we would visit with Sue a little bit today and let her tell how the shooting the air rifles kind of brought her into the shooting sports. Sue, thank you for being with us this morning, ma'am.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, I serve as hunting editor for Air Gun Hobbyist magazine. I have for, the past several months, half a year, maybe a little bit longer. And Sue, when I came into riding and hunting with mostly the big bores and some of the smaller 25, 22 calibers, you know, my knowledge of air was strictly pump-ups, air rifles. When I was a kid, I loved to shoot them, and even as an adult I shot them, but I had no idea that you could shoot a 350 grain hunk of lead through a 45 caliber, you know, at speeds of 750, 800 feet per second that you can hunt with. So I've learned a lot. Now the air shooting air rifles has really got you into the shooting sports, hasn't it, Sue?
Yep. When my husband wanted to teach our son, who was 5 years old at the time, how to shoot air guns, I realized that you can't supervise him to be safe unless you know how to shoot too. So he taught both of us at the same time. And I wanted to make sure my son was safe, but then I got hooked on it because he gave me little challenges. Was first, let's see if you can knock over this can. And he was like, okay, I you know, with a BB gun, it's, you know, point the gun and hope that it hits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he gave me a pellet rifle, and I could hit it. And then he says, okay, now see how far you can make that can fall over and roll or whatever. And then he says, okay, now see if you can cut that can in half with a pellet gun.
Yeah.
So all the challenges really got me going because it was like, I can do this. I can cut that can in half.
Exactly. Well, and then, Sue, you know, it's just so much fun, and you hit on a good point there. When you got into the sport, Tim taught you in a way that was fun. In other words, it's not like, okay, we're going to put this paper target out here, and we want to see if you can shoot a half-inch group. Nothing like that. You got to, I'm sure the rifle was already sighted in when you started shooting it, but it was fun. You were knocking over a can or shooting something that you could hear it hit. And I bet when you started teaching the kids, I bet you that made it fun for them too, didn't it?
Uh-huh. And now my son and I have joined a field target club, and that's where you shoot the little knockdown targets at 10 yards to 55 yards. So the challenge, you know, for me, it's you got to keep increasing your challenge. And now I'm beginning to realize how exciting it is to shoot an air gun, and or just plain if this is the way you hunt, where you have to figure out the trajectory, and it's like, no wonder why guys like to hunt, because it's a huge challenge to figure out the trajectory, wind speeds, and all that stuff with an air gun.
Yeah, that's true, and I kind of liken hunting with the big bore air rifle, or just shooting. Not necessarily hunting, but you know, a bow. I've bow hunted for years, and I still bow hunt some. You know, but a bow, the trajectory on a bow is the drop in the arrow is, you know, way more than it would be with a pellet gun. But the theory is the same, and it's pronounced a lot more with a bow or a pellet gun than it would be a centerfire rifle. In other words, a bow hunting, you know, Sue, out to 30 yards, and I shoot out to 50 and 60, but 30 yards, it's pretty flat. But after that, it drops. And I've noticed this with big bore air rifles, and mostly the big bore, the 45 calibers. There's not a lot of trajectory drop out to about 75 yards. But from 75 to 100, that's what you were talking about on your target shooting. That's where you got to really factor it in. And do you shoot mostly with 22 calibers or?
The holes for the field targets up close are only 3/8 of an inch for the 10-yard shots. So 22 just barely fits in, so we stick with the 177. And you have a 20-foot-pound limit on your target for the rifle. So we actually had to back it down on the two rifles that we have, the two PCPs, so that because we were denting the targets and just knocking them over just because they hit too hard.
Yeah. But, well, would you, as far as sighting, can you use scopes in the competition?
Oh, yeah. Scopes are a must because I can't see 55 yards with my at my age.
me either. I would be out of luck, Sue, if I had to depend on iron sights. Well, I bet that's a lot of fun. And the main thing in today's show, I do appreciate you taking the time to enlighten everybody, is you know, we all think of old school people like me. When I first went through this learning curve, I thought, well, okay, air rifles, that's a pump up. And it was a lot of fun back then, you know, and they still are fun. But there's other, you know, we pressure them up today. They have a little valve on them, and we can pressure them up to 3,000. And these things will shoot amazingly accurate and fast, won't they, Sue?
Oh, yeah, the ones we're shooting shoot the 177 caliber at 925 is where we've got them dialed in at for the field target. And even at 925, you still get that loop trajectory because it goes up and hits at 27 yards is actually your highest point, and then it starts coming down. So when you're shooting a 10-yard shot, you've got to adjust 2 mil dots up just like you would at the 55-yard shot.
Right.
And then having to figure out how many mil dots in between the 27 yards and the 10 yards. And then, of course, with 177 being a light pellet, you got to consider the wind
and
all that fun stuff.
I can tell, Sue, that you have done a lot of studying. You know, when a bullet leaves the barrel, it never leaves it. Physics would not allow it to leave in other words, if the barrel were set on a perfect level plane, when a bullet leaves the barrel, it could never rise above that level plane. No way it could. But what happens, your sights are set up higher where the bullet goes up and then down in order to factor in that trajectory. But a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people, they think that, you know, well, you know, that bullet rises above, but it never can leave the plane of the barrel. Thus, the fact that you can sight in for, like you just said, Sue, you could sight in for, say, 30 yards, and then the mil dots on your scope, you can determine where it's going to be at different yardages, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's true.
And just figuring all that out has, you know, what a challenge, you know, just to be able to figure that out. And, you know, 55 yards, 1.5-inch hole in the target, and being able to knock that thing down and see it go down.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, the magazine, I want to make sure that all of the folks listening that are interested in air or think they might want to learn more about it. It's a fascinating shooting sport right now. Air Gun Hobbyist. I mean, they can go online to airgunhobbyist.com and and learn all about the magazine, can't they, Sue?
That's correct.
Yep. Well, and as far as, you know, you folks are, and I know I've talked to you and Tim a good bit, but y'all work on and rebuild these older, say an old pump-up that you might have used when I was back in the 70s or the 60s. Y'all, you take those and recondition them and make them like new, don't you?
Yep. We can do anywhere from just getting them to work again to a full restoration on the Benjamin and Crossman air guns and the Sheridans. And that's usually what I do is I actually like to work with my hands and get in there and fix them. It's just nice to be able to restore somebody's heritage. You know, this is what they remember doing when they were a kid. This was what Dad trusted them with when they were 8 years old.
Yes.
And to have it working again and then having them hand it down to their grandchildren or sometimes even their great-grandchildren and have a whole nother generation shooting air guns.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Just feels wonderful.
Yeah, I'd give anything to have. I had a Sheridan back in, I was probably, in the 60s, but I would give anything to have that gun back. And I couldn't even tell you through the years, whatever, probably traded it off on something back. You know how kids are. You're always jumping from one thing to another. But the air guns, I know it's a topic that many, many of our listeners are probably, it brings back old times, but I'm here to tell all you folks that you need, if you haven't studied the modern air guns, check out these big bores. I mean, I hunt with them. So far, Sue, I've taken, probably 8 hogs, you know, wild boars and an axis deer, a free-ranging axis deer down in the hill country and an awdad with big bore air rifles. And in a sense, it might bridge the gap from bow hunting, you know, to
right.
center fire. And I don't knock anything, any of the shooting sports is great with me, whatever you like to do. But years back, I used to hunt with center fire so much that, you know, I really wanted more of a challenge, thus the bow hunting. But the air really does. It bridges a gap and it gets a shooter back, you know, it might spark the desire to shoot for people that might be a little bit burned out from shooting center fires all their life, you know?
Oh, I like it. It is just that I hated the smell of gunpowder.
Yep.
So shooting the firearms with Tim kind of like, oh, now I got to go take a shower.
Yeah.
So I actually love shooting an air gun because I can shoot them in my backyard. I can shoot them without worrying about if I'm going to smell afterwards.
You bet. Well, Sue, I want you to personally invite everybody to learn more about the magazine. Tell them how they can subscribe or go online.
You can go online at airgunhobbyist.com, or you can give me a call at 704-785-9821. Talk to me. I love air guns, and if you have a wife or a daughter that needs convincing to shoot, tell them, call me. I can convince them. I love it, and I wouldn't give it up for the world anymore.
You could get them hooked pretty quickly. You've got... I think my wife is not really a shooter, but I bet you it wouldn't take much with the air gun. She's watched, I've noticed her watching these air guns, watching me shoot these out of the corner of her eye. I think she's kind of already leaning that way. Sue, thank you very much for being with us. And I'll invite everyone again, airgunhobbyist.com, awesome magazine, and they can learn a lot more about shooting and hunting with air. We'll get you or Tim back again soon, okay?
All right.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. Our show is produced by Kevin Jeffries right here at KETR and made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, R&L Air Gun Supply, Rhino Steel Buildings, and Hunter Supply. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.